This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we're celebrating Veterans Day. For a little more than a year now, Senator Lisa Murkowski and her office have been producing video profiles that they've titled Veteran Spotlights.
It has been an effort to encourage people who have stories to tell of their service, of their commitment, that they want to include as part of our nation's living legacy.
Murkowski says Alaska has a rich military history and that our state's taken part of some of the country's biggest moments, even if not everyone knows it.
Many people across the country don't even know that we had a territorial guard, our Eskimo Scouts.
Murkowski hopes the Veteran Spotlight program will do more than just profile veterans. She wants to give these people a platform to talk about some of the most important issues impacting the military.
By sharing their story, they can help others. Talking openly about things like dealing with PTSD, the issue of military suicide, stepping up, speaking out, leading by example on some critical issues.
Senator Murkowski says so many veterans continue serving each other long after their military service is over. Veterans like Colonel Sue Ellen Novak, who was featured on the Veteran Spotlight program and who also runs the Alaska Veterans Museum in Anchorage.
You need to come up and see us. We're right behind the Eskimo Scout statue on 4th Avenue. We're at the corner of 4th Avenue and Diaz and Delta Street. And we can tell you some really great stories. It's a fun time. It's the best $3 you've ever spent.
Novak has been in charge of the museum since it launched in 2011, but her military service started much further back.
Well, I did over 32 plus years in the United States Air Force. I was truly blessed because it was all I ever wanted to do or be.
And that is not an understatement. Novak recalls when her third grade teacher asked the students in her class to draw what they wanted to be when they grew up.
So I'm sketching away and she's standing over looking at me and she goes, well, and what is this? And I says, I'm a second lieutenant. I'm going to the Air Force. And I says, I'm saluting a major outside of barracks. She says, why are you doing this? And I says, because this is what I'm supposed to be. And I says, I'm going to be a full colonel squadron commander in Alaska. And guess what? That's what I was.
The Alaska Veterans Museum is packed with military memorabilia. Posters and photos line every inch of the wall. Massive models of warships sit in glass displays, and each corner of the room seems to have a story to tell. Novak points out the display of the USS Grunion.
That's my favorite of all time. That one is a case of the submarine was lost on July the 30th, 1942, and she wasn't found until 2007 due to the love of the skipper's three sons trying to find out what happened to their dad. And so they actually did locate where the Grunion was. They took pictures, and we tell that story back here.
Another gem in the museum is a dress made entirely out of a parachute. It belonged to an Alaskan military wife and has quite the story.
Ronelda Ronvelda Peacock. Her husband was a B-17 driver in World War II. He was asked to volunteer for a mission. He got shot down on that mission. When he got shot down, he had to hit the silk. He had to parachute out.
The soldier went down over Russia and was even held captive by the Russians, despite being an ally of the U.S. at the time. After his release, the soldier had no choice but to sell the only thing he had left for food and supplies, his parachute. But he only sold half.
He kept this other half of the parachute, and when he got back to his base at Foggia, Italy, he took it down to the seamstress. And he said, okay, he says, this is what I want done. Here's my wife's measurements. I want a robe and nightie made out of this. And oh, by the way, those two bullet holes that are in the front, keep those in the front, right up in plain sight, because I don't want her to ever forget what I went through to get this for her.
And Novak says that's what the museum is all about, remembering our veterans. She hopes these heroes will be on everyone's mind this Veterans Day.
Anchorage is very good at saying thank you to its veterans. But as fewer and fewer people serve in the military, and now it's less than 1% of the population has any military experience whatsoever, it's more and more important that we remember those people.
The Alaska Veterans Museum will be free on Veterans Day from 10 to 5. But if you're not able to make it, Senator Murkowski offers a simple alternative.
When we see someone in uniform, it's very easy to say thank you for your service. You see a soldier in line at the Starbucks, buy him that cup of coffee. So as Alaskans, I encourage us not only on Veterans Day to show our gratitude, to show our thanks, but truly on every day.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.